We're now joined from the broadcast booth in Buffalo by the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy. Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Beadle. It is a cold and windy night here in Buffalo, as I'm sure Chris has already told you. Some of the players out there beginning to warm up, the place kickers and the punters in particular. And looking forward to this Monday night matchup.
What's the crowd going to be like there tonight? I can only imagine that they are going to be amped up for the first night game they've had there in a decade, right? Or first time on Monday Night Football in a decade. And they've also got a retirement tonight, a number retirement for Thurman Thomas. So I'm sure they're all kinds of jacked up for this one.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, Beto, when we rolled into the stadium today, now granted, I don't think the numbers were as large as we typically find when the Patriots come in for a 1 o'clock game. For example, a lot of people might have still been in transit, maybe traffic delayed them, perhaps, you know, people were working and then decided to come to the stadium and tailgate a bit later on, knowing they're going to be tailgating and watching football and doing other things, imbibing a bit into the early morning hours after this one is done. But the crowd was outside, was really subdued. Zoe had his camera out. He was ready to document it all for you guys back home. And lo and behold, a lot of friendly waves.
Wait, so nobody was there to give you guys the finger rolling in there today?
There might have been an occasional number one raised here and there, but not nearly like we've witnessed in the past. I know one thing that I've heard from a couple of different people around the organization here in Buffalo in the last week is that the Bills have really tried to crack down, at least in the stadium lots, if not in the satellite lots, the private parking areas around the stadium. They've really tried to crack down. The organization has been embarrassed by the reputation of the fans and the breaking tables and all the attention that has gotten on social media and even in on television and in the mainstream media. They don't want that to be the focal point. Unfortunately, their team is struggling so mightily at 2-5 with an offense that's been anemic. That has been about as much a talked about topic this week as anything else. They'll be amped up. A lot of former Bills are going to be here. The nucleus of the four straight AFC championship teams had a big party last night for Thurman Thomas. There's a big pregame bash as well for them, and I think it'll be a great seat here for the fans of Buffalo at halftime.
So wait, let me get this right, Bob. Let me get this right. So the organization is embarrassed by the performance of the fans. I have a feeling is mutual in Buffalo.
Like, don't suck. Like, here's an idea. You want to take the attention off the parking lots? Do something on the field.
Oh, no question about it.
But, Bob, you and I were talking about this before your segment. I mean, you almost forget that this is a team that made the playoffs last year and that ended that drought. They hadn't made the playoffs since 1999. They made it last year with Tyrod Taylor, made the decision to really hit the reset button here. And, you know, Josh Allen, the rookie quarterback, is out, but they invested a couple of draft picks and moving up, 2 second-round picks that cost them to move up, including a pick that ended up going to the Patriots. The Patriots used it on Duke Dawson. So it's really interesting because it seems like Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean said, okay, we got this playoff thing out of the way, but we want to build a team that can really compete. And that's a longer-term process here in Buffalo.
Yeah, you know, in some ways, they might have been better off not reaching the playoffs last year knowing that they had to hit the reset button. And when you look at the defense, it's been a solid defense, notwithstanding last week's performance against Indianapolis. And that's Sean McDermott's expertise. And I think he wants an offense that resembles the defense in that he doesn't want to have an offense that turns the ball over. And he's got some wide receivers right now that have been non-productive with quarterbacks, as we know, that have been in this revolving door for the Bills. And they had to sign Derek Anderson off the street. Some wonder around here, why didn't they just keep Tyrod Taylor to be the bridge? Because Cleveland acquired Tyrod Taylor for that very same purpose, to be the bridge to Baker Mayfield. But what a drastic difference from the end of last season in January when the Bills beat the Dolphins and then watched from the locker room as Tyler Boyd caught that fourth down pass from Andy Dalton and the Bengals knocked off the Ravens to put Buffalo in the playoffs for the first time since 1999. And as I said, this offense right now, as you guys have, I'm sure, well chronicled, 31 points the last four games. They've been outscored in the first half, I think, 110-40. And if you exclude the win over Minnesota, it's 110-13 in the first half this year.
Wow. All right, Bob. Well, hopefully tonight you're calling a lot of touchdowns in this game for the Patriots.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Beto. It's windy, as we noted, and, you know, Zoe and I were talking off air. It's going to be difficult to throw the ball downfield tonight, and with only two running backs, it'll be interesting to see how the Patriots approach it from an offensive game plan point of view.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks for the time, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
Always.